As a state, my response has been there, done that, and it hasn't worked out terribly well on either the electric or the natural gas side. If you think about the way utility service for owned assets is priced, it's essentially as if the price that a customer pays is actually based on the accounting that the utility does, and the accounting is audited. So we talk about the rent versus own comparison, and it makes a lot of sense. Over the last few years, we have purchased power just from PPL alone at the total cost of about $1.5 billion with a B dollars, and that was renting. We didn't build up any equity doing that. With the opportunity to own the hydroelectric assets, we are building up equity, and because customer prices are charged based on the original cost minus depreciation, as the plants are depreciated from an accounting perspective, price to customers goes down over the long term. Add to that the benefits from essentially getting rid of fuel price risk for this set of assets, the benefit of the diversity in the portfolio, protection from the market, protection from future environmental regulations. We think this is a very, very solid and compelling direction.
PSC attorney noted that Northwestern has agreed to pay over $300 million more than the book value of the dams in question. Is that true? And if it is, why?
Well, these assets are now on the market. And as everyone in Montana remembers, under the deregulation statute, they were sold out from being regulated assets to being market assets. So PPL, the current owner, is not a regulated utility in Montana. They are a merchant. We had to find a price that was acceptable to them and was, again, in our view, least cost, least risk for our customers. So the starting price is a market price. When we compared that option, purchasing the dams, to building, for example, a new gas plant, to remaining on the market, to building other kinds of facilities, this was the least cost, least risk, long-term asset. But again, very importantly, PPL is not a regulated utility in Montana. Any other acquirer would be either a merchant like PPL or could be a utility serving another state, in which case these assets could be dedicated to serve their customers.
If Northwestern does buy these dams and the plants, could you promise that Northwestern would never, ever sell them again?
I hope that as a state, Montana has learned the lesson from supply deregulation. We are in the business of being a utility. We consider ourselves stewards of essential infrastructure dedicated to serve our customers. So from Northwestern's perspective, the answer is yes, absolutely. These assets would not be sold. Add to that the law passed in 2007 that allows Northwestern to again own generation includes a whole series of protections for customers, including obviously strong Public Service Commission review, prices based on the cost of production, and that the assets will be dedicated to serve customers, and that they may not be removed again from public service without the commission's protection. So, again, all of that points to my very strong belief that these assets would be dedicated to serve our customers on prices based on the cost of production permanently.
What if the PSC, Mr. Rowe, comes back with a decision sometime this fall that says, in some way or another, okay, Northwestern can buy, but we can't allow you to recover all the money you'd like at this rate structure, if you will. Is that a deal breaker?
Well, we've tried, in fact, to move the annual revenue requirement down. And let me give you some examples there. First of all, as you know, the acquisition includes Kerr Dam for 1 year. Since we filed the case, we have more clarity around the future of Kerr, and the Confederated Tribes have a right under a license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to acquire Kerr basically in fall of 2015. So we took out some of the costs associated with Kerr. We will write PPL a check for $900 million, and if we don't do that, they have no obligation to close. We are requesting that the Public Service Commission allow us to rate base, $870 million. And that simply is the figure. We have no ability to go back and renegotiate with PPL. They have plenty of other opportunities to deal with these assets. What we've tried to do from there, though, is make adjustments that help lower the annual cost. And that has to do with the ratio of debt to equity, the depreciation life, the rate of return on equity, various other adjustments that we've proposed as part of this filing, again, to manage the overall near-term cost to customers.
What sort of condition, generally speaking, are these properties in?
They're in very, very good condition. Actually, we had our board of directors meeting in Three Forks just last week and took the board out to see the Madison Dam, and that's the oldest dam and one of the smallest. Two things impressed all of us. First of all was the condition of that, again, the oldest dam, and second, pride and dedication and expertise of the employees who operate it. We put on 18 witnesses approximately in the Public Service Commission case, and that included veteran employees who now work for Northwestern Energy, who grew up, they called themselves as river rats when Montana Power owned the dam. They led our due diligence team. They'll be responsible for the operations of the dams. They were in good condition when they were sold by Montana Power to PPL. They have been well maintained by PPL, including some very significant investments that will provide a lot of long-term value. So we like the condition of the dams. We have a lot of visibility into the work that will be needed to do over the next few years. And one of the really impressive things that our hydro team has done while we've been focused on the case in front of the Public Service Commission, they've got to the point where we are essentially ready to begin operation if we're successful in getting a Montana Public Service Commission approval, go out and get financing and can begin operations right away.
Northwestern Energy CEO Bob Rowe, as always, thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you very much.